What's up, wrestling fans? Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com here, to talk about the return of Chris Jericho, Y2J, the Lionheart, the best in the world. There were promos running for the last couple of weeks on Monday Night Raw, and everyone was wondering who it was. There were polls. Some people were saying that it was The Undertaker. Some were saying that it was Karma. Some were saying it was Michael Tarver. And the last person people were saying it was Chris Jericho. People were confused, though, because there were references to a woman, and she will be his guide, and blah, 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 blah. And all this stuff about a woman. She. A lot of people thought it was Michelle McCool and Undertaker. Or Karma and another person. I don't know. To see Chris Jericho come out was pretty awesome. He had the lighted jacket on, and he's in good shape. You could tell he was totally happy to be back. But from a creative point of view, it made absolutely no sense. Who's she? Who wrote this? Who wrote these promos? Then on top of it, they just got annoying after a while, constantly in the middle of the show. It's kind of like when the fourth wall has already been broken, and you know it's all a ploy, and it's all phony. How these ads come in out of nowhere, and we're supposed to believe that it's, you know, an accident, and this and that. It's just too much. When people are coming back, or people are coming into a promotion, you need to be really careful how you bring them back. This just wasn't the right way. Just from a promo point of view. Then finally, when Jericho comes out, he makes a grand entrance. It's pretty awesome. And he's just running around the ring, willy-nilly. And at first, it's like, he's Chris Jericho. He can do whatever the hell he pleases. 2 or 3 minutes go by, and that novelty wears off pretty fast. Doesn't matter if you're Hulk Hogan, if you're Superstar Billy Graham, if you're Luthez, you run around the ring for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and don't say anything. And every time it looks like you're about to say something, you don't. It's annoying. It's not quality television at all. And you can say, oh, this leads into Jericho turning his back on the fans. The way he left, the way he got fired, how, you know, he called the fans hypocrites and blah, 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 blah. And I get that. Will it work? Quite possibly. But it would have been so much better if he had said something during this. After 2 or 3 minutes of just running around the fans and falling on them and, like, laying on them, basically, and smiling, if he would have just said something to just turn the tables, it would have been great. After 3 or 4 minutes, I'm sitting there and I'm watching Raw, and I go to the person I'm watching with and I say, this is when he's going to tell the fans to kiss his ass. Because that would have been perfect. Think of all the great promos in wrestling history. The great heel turns. Bret Hart talking about how bad the United States is. Hulk Hogan's telling the fans to stick it. Scott Hall coming into the WCW, telling people that, you know, he's bringing a buddy and that, you know, the game's over, and for people like Macho Man and stuff to watch out. That was quality promo. That's because there was a method to the madness. Of course we knew that it was fake. Of course we know that it's staged, but at the same time we say, ooh, that's interesting. I want to see where that goes. But Jericho running around for 5 minutes and then just leaving and not saying anything. Anything can happen next week. And you know what? That's intriguing. But the fact that 5 minutes was wasted, absolutely wasted, that's disappointing. Considering the fact that the WWE has failed with the returns of Kevin Nash and Booker T. Has failed miserably. No one wants to see Kevin Nash wrestle anymore. As far as a high-tier battle of him versus Triple H or anything like that. And as far as Booker T and Cody Rhodes go, that angle is stale as three-week-old eggs. No one cares. So now you have a situation where CM Punk has absolutely no one to match wits with on the mic. He's better than everyone else on the mic in WWE, hands down. Is there somebody that can hold the mic with him? Absolutely, Jericho. Can they wrestle together? Absolutely, Jericho can wrestle with anybody. The same way Punk can wrestle with anybody. He should have used that time to not only call out the fans and call them the hypocrites that he called them last time, just totally turn the tables on them, but he should have called out Punk. And then he should have walked out. That would have worked. The way it is now, it's WWE's creative team wanted to see what stuck, wanted to see what reaction that he got, and they can't be surprised with what happened. They can't be surprised that the guy got cheered. The guy's a great. He's a legend. He's been gone for over a year. The WWE desperately needs someone like him to just come in and get in a program with someone. Is it good that there's a level of intrigue in all of this? Is it good that we're wondering what's going to happen next? Absolutely. That's probably the only good thing that happened out of this. But it was through their own stupidity that it happened, and it wasn't intentional. They don't know what to do with Chris Jericho. Because if they did, they would have done something by now. They would have made a splash right off the bat. They would have got fans right into the mix. They knew what they wanted to do with The Rock when The Rock came back, right? Threw right into the mix that he was going to fight Cena. And they threw that angle up right off the bat. They let the fans know right off the bat that these two were going to go at it. So why can't they do the same thing with Punk and Jericho? Who knows? Maybe Punk and Jericho will never see ring time together. But that's the way it should be. But as in the case usually with professional wrestling, just because something should be done doesn't necessarily mean that it will be done.